Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psochim Daf Nun Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur is the beginning of a new section of Maseches Psochim. From this point, from this fifth perek till the ninth perek, as we mentioned at the end of our previous shiur, we will be focusing on matters that are related to the Korban Pesach and the Beis Hamikdash and many other halachas that are related to Korbanos. So for many of us who are not familiar with the rules and the Beis Hamikdash experience, this will be a new territory of learning. So for the first time student, it is understood that matters will be a bit abstract, maybe esoteric, but have faith, and that the second time you go through these things, it becomes much clearer, and all the more so the third time, and onwards. But as the old saying says, the trip of 1,000 miles must start with one step. So, with that word of introduction in mind, we glance at the side on the margin of our Gemara. We have something called a Nosei Klali, a general topic heading, where we've written the following. Hasugya, this section of Gemara, Tidon Bizman HaKrovas HaTomid, will deal with the times of offering the daily public Ola offering. There was a Tomid Shel Shachar and a Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Mishnah will be focusing on the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. That's the afternoon daily Tomid offering. At what time of day was it to be offered? Now, we have a little bit of a chart here, and the question will concern Bimei. We have Bimei Chol. What time is it offered on a standard weekday? And underneath that, you can see B'Shabbos. What day is it? What time of day is it offered on a standard Shabbos? As you are all familiar, that in the Beis Hamikdash, activities that were necessary for korbanos that were related to the day, in this case to Shabbos, slaughtering and skinning and burning the innards, etc. A lot of malachos that are involved, constructive activities that ordinarily outside the Beis Hamikdash would be strictly forbidden, but when it comes to sacrificial work in the Beis Hamikdash, these activities were allowed. So we're interested in knowing what time it was offered on a Shabbos, the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. We will also discuss Erev Pesach B'Yom Chol, the 14th of Nisan, when it comes out on a weekday. So when is the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim going to be offered? In general, the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim was the last Korban of the day. An exception to that is the Korban Pesach. That sacrifice would have been offered after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. And because the Korban Pesach involves the masses of people, there is interest in having the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim moved up to an earlier hour of the day than ordinarily sacrificed. So that's an issue that will be touched upon. We will also discuss Erev Pesach Be'erev Shabbos. That's a situation where the 14th of Nisan, which is the time of offering the Korban Pesach, falls out on a Friday, bearing in mind that the Korban Pesach was also to be roasted in anticipation of eating it. Now, that roasting was not a Beis Hamikdash activity. It was a process done to the meat after it was slaughtered and sacrificed, then it was to be roasted, and that roasting could not supersede Shabbos. So you have a great deal of time pressure when it comes to an Erev Shabbos, a Friday, 14th of Nisan. So under circumstances like that, the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim would have to be pushed up even earlier. And we'll also have a situation where the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim falls out, where the Yudalid Nisan falls out on a Shabbos, and it's Erev Pesach, and it's on a Shabbos. Now, being that it's on a Shabbos, so what we do know that the Korban Pesach can be slaughtered and offered on Shabbos, but the roasting does not take place on Shabbos. It will have to take place at night, at the time we call the Seder night, the time when this, in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, people had their Seder, and the focal point was the Korban Pesach. So, as you can see, we have, just by a quick look at this chart, there are five different times that will be of interest to us vis-a-vis the offering of the Tomid Shel Bein Harbaim on any one of these given days. Right there, you see we have five variables. When we get into the Gemara, we're going to be multiplying these variables by adding different names of Tanoim into the picture. And then, even after we bring in different names of Tanoim, we'll then be introducing Amoroyim. So, theoretically, even though we're not going to commit ourselves to these numbers, you can take any one of these days, possibly, and then apply to it a Machlokes Tanoim, and then upon that, you'll apply a Machlokes Amoroyim. So what we're going to be encountering in this sugya are many, many different variables, so that you could have many different times referred to, even though you're dealing with the same day. This could make for confusion on the part of many people who are learning this sukkah. That having been said, we will try our best to navigate through the topic. Let us now take note of the Mivneh. We have a structural note where a double underline is featured, and in our comment on the side where we have a double underline, we've noted Hadgoshas Shos. We've chosen to emphasize with the double underline different hours of the day. And again, we're dealing with afternoon hours. And in the mission itself, we'll see some numbering. The numbers introduce the different days when these hours apply. So now we turn to the Mishnah. Tomid Nishchat B'Shmoyne U'Mechza V'Korev B'Tisho Mechza. When we speak about 8.5 or 9.5 hours of the day, we are talking about a day that we measure from sunrise, and we associate that with 6 a.m., and sunset, which we'll associate with 6 p.m. That's we'll call it the standard or the average day. In fact, if it makes any difference, Pesach comes out in the springtime when the number of hours of daylight and night are more or less equal. In other words, the example of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is a reasonable example in practical terms as well. That having been said, when we speak about 8.5 hours of the day, so at 12 noon, you have completed 6 hours of the day. At 1 p.m., that completes the 7th hour. At 2 p.m., that completes the 8th hour. So 8.5 hours would be 2:30 p.m. So the Tomid Nishchat, the Tomid Shel Bein Harbaim, the afternoon daily public sacrifice, would be slaughtered at 2:30 in the afternoon, V'korev B'tisho Mechza, and the completion of its offering after a korban is slaughtered, there is blood sprinkling, and there is the offering of the, in the case of a korban Ola, there is offering of the entire animal, except for the skin, which is skinned and given to the Kohanim, but the rest of the animal is placed on the fire on the Marocha of the altar of the Mizbeach, sitting in the Beis HaMikdash courtyard. That's what we call standard procedure. Arvei Psochim is the 14th of Nisan, and we've written in our marked Gemaras, Chutz Miyom Shishi, this number 2 case is talking about the 14th of Nisan, well, with the exception of Friday. We're going to leave Friday out of the picture because that is dealt with in number 3 of this Mishnah. So, 14th of Nisan, Nishchat, the Tomid, the daily Tomid offering, is slaughtered b'sheva u'mechza, v'korev b'shmoyne mechza. You see, we've moved everything an hour earlier. We've moved the Tomid an hour earlier, and the reason for that is because on the 14th of Nisan, there is the need for the public to process their Pesach sacrifices, their Korban Pesach. And this Sheva U'mechza time, this 7.5 hour of the day, which we alluded to earlier would have been 1:30 in the afternoon, for the Tomid Shel Bein Horabayim on an Erev Pesach, this is true Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, whether the 14th comes out in the middle of the week or the 14th comes out on a Saturday. Case 3. Chal Erev Pesach Liyos B'Erev Shabbos. The 14th of Nisan comes out on a Friday. And as we said in our introduction, the Pesach offering needs to be roasted. And here you're on a Friday, and you know that you won't be able to roast it beyond sundown. So not only do we have to take care of the slaughtering and the offering of the Korban itself, but we also have to take care of the roasting. So on a 14th of Nisan falling out on a Friday, things have to be even earlier for the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. As we said, in practical terms, the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim would be offered, and following it would be the Korban Pesach. So we're going to have to push things up earlier for the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. Therefore, Nishchat B'Sheishu Mechza, it would be slaughtered at the 6.5 hour of the day, which would be 12:30 p.m. V'korev B'Sheva U'Mechza. V'Pesach Achrov, and the Korban Pesach follows. As we open our Gemara, we will shortly encounter triangles. You can see one over here, and a number 2 is found about 10 lines later. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivne heading, where we feature the triangle, and we indicate Shnei Dayos Bavonos HaPosuk Bein Harbayim, two opinions, we'll see Rav Shuv Ben Levi and later Rava, in understanding the term Bein Harbayim, Mekoro Shozman Shitas Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. This posuk and the term Bein Harbayim is the source for the slaughtering of the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon daily public offering. So the Gemara asks, Mino Hani Mili, from where do you know the hours of the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim? The Mishnah stated as if it's known that the Tomid is slaughtered at the 8.5 hour of the day and offered at the 9.5 hour of the day. Well, where does the Mishnah know that from? Amar Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi, Amar Kro. The pasuk says, "Es hakeves echo tase baboikir, es hakeves hasheni tase bein harbayim." And we're focusing on the keves hasheni, the second keves. The first one was the morning daily sacrifice, daily public sacrifice, and the second one is the afternoon, and we're focusing on that. And it says in the Pasuk Bein Harbayim, Chalkehu l'shnei l'bein shnei arovim. That would mean that you're going to divide the afternoon into two parts. In other words, we're going to take the Erev, which is the afternoon hours, and divide it into two parts. That's Chalkehu l'bein shnei arovim. We're going to insert the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim in the middle of that time known as afternoon. Shnei shois, and how does the division take place? Shnei shois umechza lekan, shtei shois umechza lekan, from noon, from the completion of the sixth hour of the day, noontime, you then measure 2.5 hours from noontime onwards, and then you measure backwards 2.5 hours back from 6 p.m., 2.5 hours backwards. So that's what the Gemara just said. We'll read that again. Shtei shois umechza lekan, shtei shois umechza lekan. If you want to translate that into clock terms, so you go from 12 noon plus 2.5 hours, gets you to 2:30 in the afternoon. Going from 6 p.m. backwards 2.5 hours gets you to 3:30 in the afternoon. And that, so there's a gap between those two sections. V'shoh achas la'asiyoso. And 1 hour allocated for the processing of the korban. That, what's that 1 hour? So in clock terms, it would be from 2:30 till 3:30. That's what we saw in the Mishnah at the top line, that the tamid was nishchat b'shmoyne mechza, meant it would be slaughtered, the public daily sacrifice would be slaughtered at 2:30 in the afternoon, shmoyne mechza, and its completion would be at tisho mechza, at 3:30. Completion meant the completion of all of the offering procedures. The Gemara now asks a question. Mosiv Rava. Rava raises a question on Rabbi Shulben Levi, and he quotes our Mishnah. This is actually section 2 of our Mishnah that said, Ba'arve Psochim Nishchat B'Shevo Mechza. The korev b'shmoyne mechza bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. When the 14th of Nisan comes out on the 14th of Nisan, the tamid shel bein harbayim would be offered at the 7.5 hour of the day, and its completion would be at the 8.5 hour of the day. Now, If you were to accept Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's approach that Bein Harbayim, which is a posuk in the Torah, means the afternoon is split into two parts, so the daily Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is locked in to 8.5 till 9.5, from 2:30 till 3:30. It's just locked in like that. That's what he said. And yet, our Mishnah says that the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim is not locked into that. For is it not so that on the 14th of Nisan, it's called Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, whether that 14th falls on a weekday or falls out on a Shabbos, is it not so that it's offered at Shevo Mechza? It's slaughtered at Shevo Mechza. It's slaughtered at 1:30, not at 2:30. If you're going to say, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Shmona Mechza was based on the Pasuk, Dorais means on the Torah that said, Beinu Arbayim, Hechi Makdamin on Lei, how can the Mishnah on Erev Pesach make the Tomid Shel Beinu Arbayim any earlier? And it does. Elo Omar Rava. Mitzvosei de Tomid, the mitzvah of offering the afternoon daily public sacrifice is not specified by the Torah and locked into a given hour. It is specified, the Torah expects us to offer it at a certain, within a certain time frame, but not a particular hour. And what is that? Well, the name is Bein Ho'arbayim. The word Erev, for our purposes, will mean when the sun is veering off from being overhead. That is when it starts, when the sun basically starts casting a shadow to the east. That means if the sun is then veering off to the western part of the sky in its journey till sunset, when it's overhead, so a shadow is cast directly under you. There's no shadow per se. But as it starts veering off, tilting, if you will, tilting westward, so it will cast a shadow, and the shadow would be east of you. So the Rava says, and note by the way that this is a long point. We call this a long Rava statement. Rava says, "Mitzvasoi de tomid mishinatu slole ora." From the point that the slole are the shadows of the afternoon start to appear. That's the yinatu lintos. Literally, is where something starts to slant or tilt. So the shadow, which is a form of, we'll say that your image tilts on the ground in the form of a shadow. That is the time that's fit for offering the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. My time, what's the basis for saying that the Tomid is Mishinatu Tzolei Orev? Diomakro Bein Arbayim. That's what the Pasuk says. Meidno, Meidno means from the time, the Maschil Shimsho Lema'arev, from the time that the sun starts to tilt toward the west. In fact, the word ma'arev, the word ma'arov means the west. So when the sun starts to tilt westward, that's the time period that's acceptable for the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Now, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, there were three time periods. You'll notice if you just scan ahead in the Gemara, we've underlined and numbered. Number one, B'Shar Yemos HaShana. That was the first point in the Mishnah. Then there was Ba'arvei Pesachim. That was the second point in the Mishnah. And then there was Erev Pesach that comes out on a Friday. That's number three, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos. And here, Rava will account for each one of the hours that were mentioned in the Mishnah. But the rule of thumb is that the time fit for Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim is, we'll say, the entire afternoon. Now, as far as the details of the Mishnah are concerned, Hilchah, let's continue in the Gemara. Number one, B'Shar Yemos HaShana, standard weekday, De'ika, Nedarim, and Nedavos. On a standard weekday, the public brought personal, voluntary offerings. We may have mentioned earlier that as a rule of thumb, with the exception of the Korban Pesach, the last Korban of the day, the last sacrifice offered of the day in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, was the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara will bring proof for that. So being that would be the last Korban of the day, when would there be time for offering the Nedarim and Nedavos, the private, personal, voluntary type offerings, which are called Nedarim and Nedavos? So you'd have to finish them off, so to speak, before offering the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. So it would be in our interest, so to speak, to have the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim later rather than earlier. So the Gemara says, Rava says, that B'Shar Yemos HaShana De'ika Nedarim Nedavos. We skip the brackets for a moment. There's just three lines. Ma'achrinon le'tarti shoi. We will delay the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim by 2 hours. In other words, the actual starting time in theory could be from 12:30, because between up till 12:30 the sun is still overhead. There's no shadow casting. At 12:30 the shadow casting becomes obvious. So that's viewed as the starting point, 12:30. And since we're concerned with finishing off all the private sacrifices, the Nedarim and Nedavos, before the Tomid, so we delay the Tomid by 2 hours. And the Avdino Le Bishmoina Mechza, instead of doing it at Sheshu Mechza, 6.5 hours of the day, which is 12:30, we'll start it at 2:30. And we skip 2.5 lines, let's go back over that. We read where the number one is B'Shar Yemos HaShana De'ika Nedarim Nedavos. The rest of the year, where there are multitudes of private sacrifices, the Rachmona Omar. The pasuk says Oleho Chelvei Hashlamim. That's a fragmented quote from a pasuk, the Omar Mar, and from this pasuk we learn Oleho Hashleim Kol HaKorbonos Kulam. The word Oleo means upon it. It's a pronoun referring to the morning daily sacrifice. That means Oleo, in this case, means after the morning sacrifice, finish off all the other korbanos. And the inference is as follows. After the morning sacrifice, process the other sacrifices, but not after the Tomid Shelbein Horabayim, the afternoon public sacrifice. After that, you don't do other korbanos. So since the Torah says, Oleo Chal Ve'Ashchel Ve'Ashlamim, we learn from that that we want the Tomid Shelbein Horabayim to be later, so that we have enough time to finish off all of the Nedarim and Nedafis. Therefore, Machrinon Lei Tartishoi, we delay it, the Tomid Shelbein Horabayim, by 2 hours, instead of 12:30, instead of 6.5 hours, the Avdinon Lei B'Shmoina Mechsim, we do it at 8.5 hours of the day, we slaughter it at 2:30 in the afternoon. Be'arvei Pesachim, when you're dealing with the 14th of Nisan, which is called Erev Pesach, the Ikar Pesach, Acharov, there is a Korban Pesach to be done after the Tomid. So now we have an accumulation of korbanos, so to speak, after the Tomid. In number one, we were talking about the upsurge of sacrifices before the Tomid. Here, the pressure exists on the other side of the Tomid, namely after the Tomid, there's a lot to be done. Therefore, we want to push the Tomid back earlier. So on Erev Pesach, the Ikar Pesach Acharov, there's Pesach means the Korban Pesach is to be done after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Kadminon Lei, we make the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, Kadminon Lei Shaw Achas, we make it earlier, an hour earlier than it's normally done. It's normally done at 8.5 hours of the day. V'avdinon Lei B'Shevo Mechson, it's therefore done at 7.5 hours of the day, 1:30 in the afternoon. Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos, if the 14th of Nisan coincides with a Friday or falls out on a Friday, De'ikon Namit Sliosa Delodochi Shabbos, in addition to the pressure of offering the Korban Pesach, we also have the pressure, the time pressure of roasting the Korban Pesach. Only through that way could it be eaten, and we learned that earlier in the Masechta. Therefore, as the Gemara says, that Tzliya, the roasting, is not Docha Shabbos, doesn't supersede Shabbos. So when am I gonna have time for all of that and also be able to offer the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim? Mukminon Le Adine, we establish it, the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, on its basic letter of the law, B'Sheish Umechza, at 6.5 hours of the day. That's as Rashi says, Mechinot Hatzlolim, when the shade starts to be cast, I know B'Sheish Umechza at 6.5 hours a day, so one can see the shade being cast, where the sun is no longer directly overhead. As you can see, we have a slash mark, which indicates a new trend of thought starts here in the Gemara. Before we begin the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivnehere. The Gemara will open up with a Tanaic source, which is quite obscure. And following that, you'll notice diamonds. And on the side of the Gemara, we indicate three gishos, three approaches, lahasbir braisa. Now, before we continue with our note, just to get a feeling, the bird's eye view of the Gemara, do you see three diamonds? Well, if you look on this page, on this omid of Gemara, you'll see one and two, the second one being 5 lines from the bottom, and just keep track of the numbers in the little space to the right-hand side of the Gemara, you'll find number three if you turn or scroll ahead to Omid Beis. And there, Rabo Bar Ula appears. So now let's return to our note. The diamond represents three gishas, lasbi, braisa, shabo, mofia, machlokis, rabbi shmov, rabbi kiva. Three approaches to explain an obscure braisa in which Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva appear. Benosei Zman HaKrovas HaTomid. The basic topic is the time for offering the Tomid Shel Bein HaArbayim. Just to give a sense of how much mental load we will have to deal with is, first of all, we'll talk about the time of offering the Tomid Shel Bein HaArbayim. Now, we didn't say what day we're talking about, the time of what day. We saw already in our little chart at the beginning of today's shiur, we saw five different days that one could theoretically talk about. And then now, you add two tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, that in theory multiplies that to 10 variables. And then you have three amoroyim that appear, Abaye, Rava, and on Omid Beis, we see Rabba Bar Ula, three amoroyim, then that multiplies that by three. So if we got to 2 times 5, we got to 10, and now you have three amoroyim, that's times three, that could get you to 30 potential variables. So that is quite a bit of information to keep in mind. In truth, we won't necessarily be touching upon all 30 variables, but since we've already exposed ourselves to five different time periods for the Tomid, Shel, Bein Harbayim, and now we're presenting you with two Tanoim on the topic, the potential, as we said, for many, many different variables arises. We say all of that by way of, we'll say, either you can say a disclaimer, or you can say a word of, we'll say, encouragement, that even if you don't get this the first time or the second time, there is hope down the road. We will try our best here in Gemara Markings to navigate through this maze of variables. We now, having mentioned that that's what we're going to see in the Gemara, we're going to start the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and this price is obscure, so it's not so important to understand this, but it is important to follow the Amoraic explanations that follow. So the source says, Kisiduro b'chol, kach siduro b'shabbos. As the Tomid is done on a weekday, so too it is done on a Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, not kisidur b'chol, but rather kisiduro b'erev Pesach. As it is done on Erev Pesach, so too it is done on Shabbos. We'll say that the unknown right now, in terms of this obscure source, just the unknown point is, what time is the Tomid done on Shabbos? So you have Rabbi Shmuel offering his idea that parallel Shabbos to as it's done B'chol, and Rabbi Akiva saying, you want to know what time it's done on Shabbos, it would be as it is done on Erev Pesach. The Gemara asks, my Ko'omar. Now, that question is very often raised in the Shas when something appears to be obscure. So, Omar Abaye, Hochi Ko'omar. And you can see with the markings, we already mentioned the diamonds introduce three different Amoroim in their approach to this obscure Tanaic source. Abaye will give his explanation. Rava later. Now we have a little note, a starred note. And if you note, it's in the margin where the starred note appears. We've written Lefi Abaye, according to Abaye, and we're going to point out not just Abaye, but Abaye and Rava. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Cholkin, B'mahu Zmanu Shel HaTomid, B'Yudalid Nisan, Shehu Nofel B'Shabbos. What is the time for the Tomid when you are dealing with the 14th of Nisan that comes out on a Shabbos? K'mo kein l'divrei Rava. Rava also will be dealing with that point in time. 14th of Nisan on Shabbos. When am I going to do the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim? Of course, the 14th of Nisan is a day that is Erev Pesach, and there was a lot of Korban Pesach to process as well. And since it's Shabbos, so all that will be done is the sacrificing of it, but not the roasting. That will have to be done at night. And we note here, Mashe'en kein l'divrei Rabba Bar Ula ba'omid beis. When we get to Rabba Bar Ula, he has a different approach as to what day Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are arguing about. In other words, there's a day that they want to know, and it will be a regular Shabbos, not an Erev Pesach, a regular Shabbos. When on a regular Shabbos is the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim to be offered? Now the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Hochi Ko Omar, Kesiduro Bechoyl Be'erev Shabbos, as the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim is done, Kesir Bechol Be'erev HaPesach, the time that the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim is done on the 14th of Nisan, that comes out in the middle of the year, on a regular day, Bechoyl, I mean on a regular day. Now, when is the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim done on a weekday that coincides with the 14th of Nisan? That's at 7.5 hours in the day. Kach siduro b'Shabbos be'erev haPesach, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So too on a Shabbos 14th of Nisan. So if you want to know when Shabbos 14th of Nisan will the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim be done, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the same time that it's done 14th of Nisan, weekday, 7.5 hours of the day. Rabbi Akiva Omer, now Rabbi Akiva is addressing the same issue of when is it done, when is the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim done, 14th of Nisan on a Shabbos. 14th of Nisan is Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Kesiduro Be'erev HaPesach Shechal Yois Be'erev Shabbos Kach Siduro BeShabbos. The time it is to be done on Shabbos 14th of Nisan is the same time it would be done when the 14th of Nisan comes out on a Friday. What is the din then? When is it done when 14th of Nisan comes out on a Friday? 14th of Nisan, Friday, the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim is done at 6.5 hours of the day. If you recall before, because of the time pressure of not only offering all the Korban Pesachs, but also getting the roasting done as well. So it has to be pushed up to the earliest possible time. Umasnisin dekotoni, in our Mishnah there was a comment, and we have a little arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. This draws you back to the Mishnah itself in the upper fourth line from the top. The expression appeared Bein Bechol Bein Beshabbos. Now that's a fragmented quote, but in the Mishnah it spoke about on Erev Pesach, that's the 14th of Nisan, the Tomid was done at the 7.5 hour of the day. That's what it said at that point in the Mishnah. Nishchat b'shevo mechza. 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, the Tomid would be done at the 7.5 hour of the day, whether the 14th is a weekday or the 14th is a Shabbos. So who of the Tanoim that we just saw would have said that? So the answer is Rabbi Yishmael he. In other words, our Mishnah that said 14th of Nisan, it's done at 7.5 hours of the day, whether it's a Shabbos or it's a weekday, that conforms to Rabbi Yishmael. What were they talking about in this Tanaic source? Well, in the source they were dealing with 14th of Nisan on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yishmael, 14th of Nisan on Shabbos is 7.5 hours of the day, just like 14th of Nisan during the weekday. That's Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos. 7.5 hours. So our Mishnah that said 7.5 hours of the day, 14th of Nisan, the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim is done at that hour, whether it's a weekday or a Shabbos, that's like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara continues, and a new marking appears. This is a bow tie shape, and on the side, we indicated under our Mivneh heading, B'mai Komifligi, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, what is the underlying point of controversy between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Shmuel, his time is an hour later than Rabbi Akiva's time. Rabbi Shmuel's time on Erev Pesach that comes out on a Shabbos, the Talmud is done at 7.5 hours according to Rabbi Shmuel, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it was done at 6.5 hours. So what is the reason for Rabbi Shmuel's pushing it off an hour later? B'mai komifli, what's the underlying point of controversy? Now we've marked the Gemara like this because we want to show the balance. When we get to Rava's diamond, that too will follow with a b'mai komifligi, what are the Tanoim arguing about according to Rava's explanation later on. So right now we're dealing with Abaye's presentation, Rabbi Shmuel, 7.5 hour of the day, Tomei Shaben Abayim. Rabbi Kiva saying 6.5 hour of the day, Tomei Shaben Abayim. The Maikomifli, what is the underlying point of controversy? The Gemara answers, B'musafin koidmin lebozichin komifligi. Now these are new terms for many of us. What do these words mean in the first place? Musafim is a reference to the Korban Musaf. And we're dealing with a Shabbos, are we not? We're dealing with a Shabbos. On the Shabbos, in addition to the daily sacrifices, the morning and afternoon korban tomid, tomid shel shachar, tomid shel ben arbayim, was also a musaf offering. And for many of you who are familiar with the Shabbos davening, you know that after shacharis there's a musaf davening. It's no coincidence. The musaf prayer is in honor of or commemorates. It mentions the musaf sacrifices that took place in the Beis Hamikdash. In addition to the Musaf sacrifice, which took place on Shabbos, there was also something called bozichin. Bozichin are containers, receptacles that held lavona. They held, it's a type of spice that was offered on the Mizbeach. This spice had sat for a week on the shulchan, on the table in the hechal that held the 12 lechem haponim, the 12, or in English they refer to them as the shoebreads, the 12 loaves that sat from week to week. Every week they were changed, and when they were changed, so they actually those loaves were divided every Shabbos to the kohanim that were in the Beis HaMikdash at that time, to the two service groups, the two mishmars that were switching service at that time. The loaves were divided, but in order to be able to eat from the korban, from the lechem aponim, the Lavona, they were in the bozichin, there were two bozichin that sat on the shulchan, that the bozichin had to be the contents of the bozichin, the lavona, had to be burnt on the mizbeach. So on Shabbos, you know, we have more, we have additional, let's say, sacrificial activity that we have to take into account. These things, the musafin and the bozichin, had to be done before the tomid shel bein harbayim. The musaf was offered, the understanding in our Gemara, it was offered at the 6th hour of the day. That's not going to be a variable. That's not going to be a point of discussion. So that makes things a little easier. The musaf was at the 6th hour of the day. Now the question here is, in terms of order, what comes before what? Musafin before bozichin, or other way around? So that's the point of my controversy between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara expels this out. Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, Musafin koidmin lebozichin. The Musafin are to be done before the bozichin. Avad lehu lemusafin b'sheish. You would do the korban musaf at the 6th hour of the day. That, Rashi says, is based on a posuk, and it's a given for our purposes. That's done at the 6th hour of the day. Ubozichin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, have to be done afterwards. That's b'sheva, the 7th hour of the day. So that at 12 noon, you would start the musaf. At 1 in the afternoon, you would do the bozichin, and that involved the burning of the incense, of the spice, the bozichin spice, the lavona, and the dividing out of the lechem upon him. And we're giving a 30 minutes for that. The ovid lay l'tomid b'sheva umechza. And at 1:30 in the afternoon, the 7.5 hour of the day, that's your first opportunity to do the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim. Hence, Rabbi Shmuel's conclusion that 14th of Nisan, that comes out on a Shabbos, Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim would be done at 7.5 hours of the day. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bozichin Kidmin Lemusafin. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Bozichin would be done earlier than the Musafin. And what does that? That then enables us to have everything pushed up quite a bit earlier. Bozichin B'chamesh. The Bozichin could be done at the 5th hour of the day. Umusafin B'shesh. The Musafin would be done at the 6th hour. The Ovid Lay, the Tomid B'sheshu Mechza. And then you would be able to do the Tomid at 6.5 hour of the day, 12:30 p.m. At this point, a new marking surfaces. It's a house shape. And we've written on the side, these are hatkafot, they're attacks. Shel hadeois habo'ois al hakoidim lo. Each subsequent opinion will be raising a question on the previous opinion. So we saw Abaye's opinion. We know that Rava is going to bring in, we see a diamond for Rava. So Rava, before he introduces his opinion, he questions Abaye's approach. Obviously, you have to present your question before you can present then your own opinion. And the same thing will happen 4 lines from the top of Amid Beis, where Rabba Bar Ula, in anticipation of his pshat, he will first ask on that which Rava says. So let's continue in the Gemara. Maskif lo Rava. Rava does, he doesn't like Abaye's pshat because of the Abaye's, we'll say, stretching the language in his hochi ko'omar in the framed section after following Abaye's name in the diamond. That was a restatement of the original source that we call the obscure source. So Rava says, listen, you're stretching things a bit too much. And Maskif lo Rava, Midi Rabbi Akiva, Kisidroi Be'erev HaPesach Shechal Liois Be'erev Shabbos Kotoni. Did Rabbi Akiva in the original source say that the time of the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim on a Shabbos would be the same time that it's done on a 14th of Nisan that comes out on a Friday? It didn't say that. Kisidro Be'erev HaPesach Stama Kotoni. All the original source said was the time for the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim on a Shabbos will be the time it's done on an Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. But to say that it's the 14th of Nisan that came out on a Friday, that's stretching things. In other words, all that extra language wasn't in the original source. Therefore, Elo Amar Rava, Hochi Ko Amar. We're focusing right now on the time of the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim that comes out on a Shabbos, which is the 14th of Nisan. This, by the way, as we said earlier, is the same thing Abaye presented as well. So that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva are arguing over what time is the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim done on a Shabbos that comes out on the 14th of Nisan. So when is that? So first Rabbi Shmuel, Hochi Komar, Rava's reading of the original obscure source, he reads it as follows, Kisidroi b'chol di alma, as one would do the Tomid Shel Bein on a standard weekday in the middle of the year, 8.5 hours of the day, Kach sidro b'Shabbos, b'Erev Pesach, div Rabbi Shmuel, so too, you will do it on Shabbos, the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim you'll do on a Shabbos that comes out on the 14th of Nisan. So, once again, I know that we're sounding a bit repetitive, but it will only help because of so many variables that we have to encounter. Rava is explaining, Rabbi Shmuel, when are you going to do the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim on Shabbos Erev Pesach, Shabbos the 14th of Nisan? You'll do it at 8.5 hours of the day. Rabbi Akiva Omer, when are you going to do the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim on a Shabbos 14th of Nisan? Kisidroi be'erev apesach. You'll do it like you would do it on the 14th of Nisan that comes out on a weekday. it doesn't, you don't see the word chol over here, but it has to be that, because we're dealing right now with the unknown is when do you do it on Shabbos Erev Pesach. So he says, you'll do it like you do on Erev Pesach. What does that mean, on Erev Pesach weekday? 7.5 hours. So, even though we're being very repetitive, Erev Pesach, that comes out on a Shabbos, 14th of Nisan Shabbos, when are you going to do the Tomid Shelbein Horabayim? According to Rabbi Yishmael, 8.5 hours of the day. According to Rabbi Akiva, 7.5 hours of the day. Umasnisa de Kotoni. We had a statement in the Mishnah, and we made reference to this earlier in Abaye. We're going to do the same thing here. The Mishnah had mentioned Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. The Mishnah made mention, that phrase appeared in the section of the Mishnah that said 7.5 hours of the day, whether it's a weekday or it's a Shabbos. Now, who makes mention of the 7.5 hours of the day, whether it's a weekday or it's a Shabbos? Who's mentioned anything about 7.5 hours of the day? Rabbi Akiva, he. That is obviously according to Rabbi Akiva, according to, of course, Rava's presentation. So, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos was a reference to the time for the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, 14th of Nisan on a Shabbos, is the same time as you do it on the 14th of Nisan on a weekday. Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. That's the expression. B'mai komifligi, what is the underlying point of machlokas between the Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva as per Rava's explanation? And before we actually read the answer, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim on that Shabbos was done relatively late in the day, so that the Korban Pesach would be done after that, leaving not much time for the Korban Pesach meat to sit around, so to speak, until Saturday night, which would be the time you could start roasting it. So if you look at things this way, Rabbi Shmuel is not leaving the Korban Pesach meat sit around very much, because he pushed the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim to relatively late in the day. It would be done at 8.5 hours of the day. So when would the Pesachim be done? Later. Not much time left till the end of Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, there was actually more time for slaughtering the Korban Pesach, because he had you doing the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, which preceded the Pesach. He had you doing that at 7.5 hours a day. More time for the Korban Pesach meat to sit around until you could start roasting it. So this idea of meat sitting around, and meat without refrigeration just sitting around, can go bad. It can rot. So the Gemara explains that the machlokis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, is b'michmar bisro komifligi. Michmar has to do with the heating up of the meat, and hence it's getting spoiled. Or am I concerned with that? This is the point of machlokis. Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, chayshinon l'michmar bisro. We are concerned with that. Therefore, we're not interested in pushing the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim back earlier, making it earlier, which would then have created a situation where the Korban Pesach meat would be sitting around an hour longer. Rabbi Kiva Sovar, loy chayshino lemichmar bosar, visra. I'm not worried about that. And on the other hand, since there were a lot of Korban Pesach to process, so we have interest in having the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, which had to precede the Korban Pesach, it should be done an hour earlier. The Gemara asks, and we continue at the top of Omid Beis, e loy chayshinon, if Rabbi Akiva is not concerned with the michmar bisra, then navdei b'sheshu mechza. Why not do the Talmud Shel Beinu Rabbayim at 6.5 hours of the day? After all, you did say that there's an upsurge of korbonos in the form of the korban Pesach, necessitating as much time as possible for processing those korbonos. So why not push the Talmud Shel Beinu Rabbayim even earlier, to 6.5 hours of the day? Answer: Kosovar Musafin Koidmin Lebozichin. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that the Musaf comes before the Bozichin, and therefore the schedule is kind of spelled out for us. Avadlu le Musafin B'Shesh. The Musaf would be done at the 6th hour of the day. Ubozichin B'Sheva. The Ovid lay letomid b'shevo mechza. You have to bear in mind that things that are put on the altar, with the exception of the Korban Pesach, other things like the Lavona, which was also put into the fire of the Mizrach, had to be done before the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim. So the Musaf was done at the 6th hour, Bozichin at the 7th hour. The earliest possible time for the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim would be b'shevo mechza. And again, our house marking. Maskiflo Rabo Barula. Rabo attacks Rava's pshat in the original source. And again, it's a language objection that he raises. Midi, does it say in the original source, Kisidroi? This is a quote of what Rava said in his diamonded explanation, but does it say all of this in the original source? Does it say Kesidroi Bechoil Kach Sidro B'Shabbos Berav HaPesach Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Katoni? Does it say that? No, it doesn't say all of that. Rather, Kach Sidroi B'Shabbos Stamo Katoni. It talks about the issue of the source was concerned with when is the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim done on a standard Shabbos, not like you, Rava, and by the way, Abaye also, not like you had explained that the source was concerned with the time it would be done on a Shabbos 14th of Nisan. No, when is the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim to be done on a Shabbos in the middle of the year, a regular Shabbos? That's what it said. Elo Omar Rabo Bar Ulo. Hochi Kotoni. Here again, the third explanation of what we call the original obscure source. Kisidroi b'choil d'almo, kach sidro b'shabbos d'almo. If you want to know when is the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim done on a standard Shabbos, it's done the same time it's to be processed on a standard weekday, 8.5 hours of the day. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, you want to know when is it done on a Shabbos? Kesidroi be'erev ha'pesach di'almo, kach sidroi b'shabbos di'almo. Well, on an erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan in the middle of the year, on the middle of the week, that is, 14th of Nisan, erev Pesach di'almo, when is the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim done? At the 7.5 hour of the day. Well, that's the time the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim will be done on a Shabbos in the middle of the year. Our Mishnah had spoken, in section 2 of the Mishnah, it had spoken about what is the time of the Tomid on Erev Pesach. That particular issue is not the subject of the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabba Bar Ula, are arguing about what time is the Tomid Shel Beinu Rabbayim done on a Shabbos in the middle of the year. The Mishnah in section 2 spoke about what is the time of the Tomid on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, not having anything to do with Shabbos per se. Well, and the Mishnah mentioned that the time of the Tomid on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, is 7.5 hours of the day, whether the 14th of Nisan comes out on a weekday or it comes out on a Shabbos. Well, so that point, Masnisa Dekotoni, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, Divrei HaKolhi, that is something that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael could agree. They agree on that. That's not their point of Machloikes. So section 2 of the Mishnah that said, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, in reference to the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim time on the 14th of Nisan, being at 7.5 hours a day, is something that everyone would agree with. B'mai komifligi, well, in looking at Rabba Bar Ula's presentation of the Machlokis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Tomid on a standard Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, 8.5 hours of the day. According to Rabbi Kiva, Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim on a standard Shabbos, 7.5 hours a day. What are they arguing about? B'gzeras nedovois unedorim komifligi. B'gzera means it has to do with, will I come to confuse things? Rabbi Shmuel, who said 8.5 hours of the day for a Shabbos Tomid offering, Sovar, he feels Gazrinon Shabbos Otuchol. We have to make Shabbos to be like a weekday, because if you would makdim, if you would make the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim earlier on a Shabbos, people would think, well, that's the time for doing it on a weekday also. And then you'll be squeezing out the time available for the Nedarim and Nedavos. According to what we said earlier today, the Nedarim and Nedavos were private, voluntary offerings. They had to be done before the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. If you're going to make... Now, on Shabbos, it's very important to note that on Shabbos there were no private sacrifices brought. There were no Nedarim and Nedavos. However, if we process the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, the public daily afternoon sacrifice on Shabbos at 7.5 hours, like Rabbi Kiva said, people will think that's the time for processing it during the weekdays as well. And if that's the case, you'll be limiting the amount of time available for the Nedarim and Nedavos, and that would be wrong to do. Rabbi Kiva, who said 7.5 hours for the Shabbos Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, Sofer Lo Gazrinon. There's no need to impose a gzeirah. There's no confusion that's going to result on Shabbos, where there are no Nedarim and Nedavos done. So you can do the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim earlier, do it at 7.5 hours in the day. On a weekday, when there are Nedarim and Nedavos, people will understand that you'll do the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim at 8.5 hours in the day. The fact that we do Shabbos 7.5 hours a day, people aren't going to think that that's the way you should do it. That's the time for doing it on a weekday. The Gemara asks, Eloi Gazrinon, if, as Rabbi Kiva says, we don't make a gzeirah, and hence we can have Shabbos being different than the weekday, Navdei B'sheishu Mechza, why not do the Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim on Shabbos at 6.5 hours of the day? Answer, Kosovar, Musafin Koidmin Lebozichin. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Musaf comes before Lebozichin. And that, as we've seen already a number of times, that already locks us into certain hours. Musafin b'sheish, ubozichin, the levona from the lechem aponim, is b'sheva. The ovid lei l'tomid b'sheva umech. So that is the earliest time that is really available to do the tomid shel bein harbayim. Meisvei. Now we have a new marking, and on the side of the Gemara, under our Mivneh structure, we have the triangles are presented in their different directions, with the point facing up. That will be a kasha on Rava, a difficulty raised on Rava's pshat, and the inverted triangle will be a kasha on Abaye. Now, at this point in the Gemara, it's actually a long time since we've seen Rava and Abaye, or Abaye and Rava. On the other margin, you'll notice that we have a double-starred note. And we've written over there, L'shnei ha-kushyos habos, represented by these triangles, mumlutz, it's advised, la'koiv achar ha-netunim b'tavlazu, to follow the variables that appear in this little chart. Lefi Abaye v'Rova Machlekes Rishmoel Rabbi Kiva Hinoi Bizman Atomid B'Shabes Yudalid Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. It's important to just remind ourselves of this time and time again. Abaye and Rova both presented the Tanoic Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva concerning the Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim time on the 14th of Nisan that fell out on a Shabbos. So Shabbos 14th of Nisan, what is the time of the Tomid? Now we have the chart. You see Abaye and Rava going across the top and down the side, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Abaye's version had Rabbi Shmuel saying 7.5 hours and Rabbi Kiva saying 6.5 hours. Shabbos 14th of Nisan, time for Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim, and Rava presented Rabbi Shmuel saying 8.5 hours of day and Rabbi Akiva saying 7.5 hours. So now that we have the chart, you can keep one finger on the chart, and now let us proceed to the Gemara. We will have a Tanaic source. In the Tanaic source, you can see we've underlined the names toward the end of the source, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So this source parallels the issues that Abaye and Rava dealt with. And equally important, we have a double underline. And on the side of the Gemara, this double underline is explained Havlata. It's a way of highlighting Havlata Shel HaMikre, to highlight the instance or the example, the case Shel Yudalid Nisan B'Shabbos Maz Man HaTomid, the 14th of Nisan coming out on the Shabbos. What's the time of the Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim? Shal Ze Kaim HaMachlokes Abaye Rova. In other words, we have a Tanaic source that presents the case Abaye and Rava were dealing with in their explanation of our original obscure Tanaic source. So that this Tanaic source that deals with the same case they were featuring, and here you have a Tanaic source where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva appear, we'll have an excellent opportunity to challenge or evaluate what they, Abaye and Rava, had said. Now, in Gemara marking, sometimes we spoil the suspense by telling you ahead of time who the kash is on. So we mentioned already the triangle facing up will present a difficulty for Rava's approach. And you have one finger on the chart, and we saw Rava's approach had Rabbi Shmuel putting the Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim at 8.5 hours of day, 14th of Nisan on Shabbos, and Rabbi Akiva at 7.5 hours of the day. In this source, we are expected to see something different than Rava. So now let's see the source. Meisvei Tomid Kol Hashana Kula, the afternoon daily sacrifice throughout the year. Karev Kilchoso Nishchat its normal proper way of offering Nishchat B'Shmoinu Mechza V'Karev B'Teisha Mechza. It would be slaughtered at 8.5 hours of the day and offered at and its completion at 9.5 hours of the day. UbeErev HaPesach on the 14th of Nisan. Middle of the week, 14th of Nisan, Nishchat b'Zayinu Mechza v'Korav b'Shmoinu Mechza. It would be slaughtered at 7.5 hours of the day, and its completion would be at the 8.5 hour. The double underline emphasizing the case we are interested in, Chalios b'Shabbos, 14th of Nisan comes out on a Shabbos. Well, when do you do the Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim? Kechal Lios b'Sheni b'Shabbos. It's the same time, the word chal is when it comes out, that's a reference to the 14th of Nisan, when the 14th of Nisan would fall out on a weekday, Sheni B'Shabbos. Well, when do you do the Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim when it's Erev Pesach in the middle of the week? 7.5 hours of the day. That's Divrei Rishmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, when are you going to do the Tomid Shel Ben Rabbayim 14th of Nisan on a Shabbos? Kesidro be'erev ha-Pesach. Now, erev ha-Pesach means erev ha-Pesach on an erev Shabbos. It has to mean that because the previous one was erev Pesach b'sheni b'Shabbos. It's a weekday. We are dealing with Shabbos, which is like called the unknown. And therefore, this Erev HaPesach term has to mean, out of default, it has to mean Erev Pesach coming out on an Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours of the day. Now, at this point, it's very easy to see how this is very difficult for Rava, because the very case that they, that Rav and Abai were presenting, the case of 14th of Nisan on a Shabbos, what did Rava say? Well, he had Rabbi Yishmael doing the Tamid Shel Ben Avayim at 8.5 hours, and then Rabbi Akiva at 7.5 hours, as you can see very plainly on the chart. This source has Rabbi Yishmael saying at 7.5 hours, and Rabbi Akiva saying at 6.5 hours, just like Abaye. So Bishlamo al Abaye Nicha, this source conforms very smoothly to Abaye. Elo la Rava Kashya. But according to Rava, who, by the way, had introduced the idea of Michmar Bisra, if you remember, that on a Shabbos we want to have the Korban Pesach pushed off as late as possible, so to speak, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of course. That's why he had the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim done at 8.5 hours of the day. Well, according to Rava, this source presents a difficulty. Omar Loch Rava. Rava says that when you focus on Rabbi Shmuel here, that we're using Rabbi Shmuel as a basis or a chance to focus our kash on Rava. So he says, when you look at the words of Rabbi Shmuel, lo tamo kechal b'sheni b'shabbos. The word kechal is an allusion to the 14th of Nisan. That's not what Rabbi Shmuel was saying, Elo Emor, but rather say the time of the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim, when it comes out, when you're dealing with Shabbos, 14th of Nisan, is Kesheni B'Shabbos Dalma, like a standard weekday. Sheni is Monday, but it means any standard weekday, not a weekday that is the 14th of Nisan, but a standard weekday. When do you do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim on a standard weekday? 8.5 hours of the day. So that, so then, according to this explanation, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rava, would be saying as it would be done on an Erev Pesach during a weekday. In other words, we're taking out this idea of kechal, that it falls out, a reference to the 14th of Nisan. We're not dealing with that when we're dealing with the issue of when is the Tomid Shel Bein Huarbayim done on a Shabbos, the 14th of Nisan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's done at the same time that you would do the Tomid Shel Bein Huarbayim on a standard weekday, 8.5 hours of the day. And according to Rabbi Akiva, so Rava's explanation will have that coming out at 7.5 hours of the day. Meisvei. We now have an inverted triangle, and this will be a problem raised against Abaye. Keep your finger on the chart as we continue. Chal liyos b'Shabbos. Notice the double underline. Again, we're focusing on the same case Abaye and Rava dealt with. Shabbos, 14th of Nisan. When is the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim to be processed? So the source says, Kisidroi kol hashana kulo divrei Rabbi Shmuel. As you would do the Tomid any day during the year, 8.5 hours. Right away, you see, this is like Rava. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidro be'erev ha-Pesach di'amo. When do you do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim when the 14th of Nisan is on a Shabbos? It's the same time you would do it on a 14th of Nisan falling out on a weekday. So when do you do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim on a weekday, 14th of Nisan? You do that at 7.5 hours of the day. So Rabbi Kiva is 7.5. Rabbi Shmuel 8.5. That's what Rava said. Bishlam ala Rava Nicha. This Tanaic source works out very well according to Rava. El ala Abaye Kashya. This source is a problem for Abaye. Omar Loch Abaye. lo tema. Again, he focuses on the linguistics and says, don't say within Rabbi Yishmael the term kesidro kol hashana, the same time you would do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim just any old day of the year. Elo emo kesidroi kol hashanim kulam, the same time you would do it when you would do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim on a weekday, 14th of Nisan. Well, when do you do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim on a weekday, 14th of Nisan? 7.5 hours of the day, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Kisidroi Erev HaPesach, Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. When would you do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim on a Shabbos, 14th of Nisan? The same time you would do it as you would do the Tomid on the 14th of Nisan that comes out on a Friday, which is 6.5 hours of the day. So, as far as Abaye's rereading that we just did, Rabbi Shmuel 7.5, Rabbi Akiva 6.5, just like Abaye said. As you can see, we have a slash mark, and indicating to us that a new trend of thought will continue as we go on in the Gemara. It's a new trend of thought. And in order to introduce this, we have a Nosei Mivneherim, where you can see we have a diamond. And we've written Mekoros. These are sources. Dehatmidim Heim HaKorban HaRishon V'achron Shel Hayom B'Derech Klal. That the Tmidim, the Tomid Shel Shachar, and the Tomid Shel Bein Rabayim, are the first and last of the korbanos of the day. The Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Minayin Shloi Hedavar Koidim L'Tomid Shel Shachar. From where do we know that nothing shall be offered on the Mizbeach in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the large Mizbeach in the Azara, that nothing shall be offered, shall be placed on the fire after the fireplace was set up in the morning, that nothing should be placed on the newly set up fireplace on the altar, nothing should be done before the Tomid Shel Shachar. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, V'orach Oleho Ha'oila. That's the Pasuk. Not very clear, though. My Talmud, the Gemara, so how do you see in the words of this pasuk the halacha that we are trying to learn? Amar Rava Ha'ola, the hey in the word Ha'ola, which we should have pointed out the references to the Tomid Shel Shachar. The hey in the word Ha'ola, the Ola, means Oila Rishona. The hey is called Hey Hayadia. It's the hey of pronouncement. It emphasizes it. It accents this particular Ola. It's the first one. Rashi adds, Ha'oiloi lo rishonim, idoloksi v'orach ola ola. It doesn't say, and you will set up on the fireplace just Ola, but Ela ha'oilo. Hochikomar, it means v'orach oleho miyad ha'oilo hachashuvo amuro tchilo l'chol ha'oilois. You shall place on it the first Ola of all Olos, v'ainu oilos ha'tomid d'parshas korbonos. The Korban Tomid Ksivereish, it happens to be the daily morning Ola sacrifice is the first one that is mentioned in the Parsha of Korbanos, in this section dealing with sacrifices. We continue. Uminayin Shein Dover Korev Achar Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim. From where do we know that nothing is to be offered on the Mizbeach after the Tomid, the daily afternoon public sacrifice? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, now here we have to note, this Pasuk is referring to the morning Tomid. It says, V'hiktir Oleho Chelvei Hashlomim. This is quite obscure. My Talmud, how do you see the halacha that nothing should be done after the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim from this Pasuk, which is dealing with the Tomid Shel Shachar? Omar Abaye, Oleha Shlomim velo al chaverta Shlomim. The word Oleha means afterwards. So when you go back to the Pasuk in the source that talks about the morning Tomid, The pasuk is saying, and you shall offer after it shlomim sacrifices, but not after its pair, its partner, the tamid shalbeinu abayim. Let's read that again. Omar abaye, aleho shlomim velo al chaverto shlomim, but not after the afternoon tamid. After the morning tamid, you can offer sacrifices, but not after the afternoon tamid. Maskiflo Rava. Rava asks, Emo shlomim hu delo nakriv ho oilois nakriv. Maybe all the Torah is objecting to is the offering of shlomim sacrifices. Shlomim is a specific type of sacrifice. There are other kinds of sacrifices. There's an osham, there's a chatos, there are menochos. Maybe all the Torah is objecting to is the offering of shlomim should not be done after the tamid shel bein rabayim ha'olos nakriv, but after the tamid shel bein rabayim, maybe it would be okay to offer a korban ola. Ela omar Rava. So Rava has a different take on the pasuk of v'hiktor leo chelvei hashlomim. He doesn't look at the word shlomim as Abaye did, meaning a specific kind of korban, but rather the word hashlomim has to do with the word lahashlim, is to complete something. So elama rova hashlomim equals aleo hashleim kol hakorbanos kulon, means after the morning sacrifice, finish all other sacrifices that you have to do, but not after the Tomid Shelbeinu Rabayim. The next piece of more will be a new trend of thought, so this would be a convenient pausing point. Before we sign off, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.